as you read through the Old Testament and you look at the whole functioning of the temple and all the functions of that temple and all the celebrations in the temple, all of the ceremonies associated with that temple, right in the center of temple life is the high priest. The high priest is an important person in the middle of temple life. And the high priest really had two major functions. One was to represent God to the people, so that the role of the high priest was to explain to the people what God wanted of them, to live in a way that something about his life demonstrated what God wanted of his people. So part of the role was the high priest represented God to the people, but the other part of the role was in representing the people to God. So it was the high priest who went into the very center of temple worship, into the Holy of Holies, and prayed for people. And there was a whole succession of those high priests. They came and they went. And year after year, they did the same thing. They made the same sacrifices, carried out the same ceremonies, went through the same thing year after year after year. There was something that was never, ever finished in the work of the high priest in the temple. But when we move through to the New Testament, and especially the book of Hebrews, the Bible helps us to understand that when Jesus comes to be not just a high priest, but to be the high priest. The others would come and go, but Jesus is the high priest forever. Hebrews 7:25 says this. Therefore, he, Jesus, is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. So Jesus acts as high priest by representing God to the people, but by also praying, interceding for those people before God. Jesus takes on this double role of the high priest. He becomes the high priest. The sacrifice is made once and for all. It doesn't have to be repeated time after time. Jesus is the high priest. So Jesus completely and forever saves anyone who comes to him. There's great reassurance in that. Anyone coming to the temple in the old system had to come back the next year, and the next year, and the next year, and they were never sure, they were never reassured, they were never confident. Because of Jesus, who has made this once and for all sacrifice on the cross, we can be confident that anyone who comes to him is completely and forever saved. No questions, no doubts. We can be confident. But we can also be confident in this. He is always praying for the children of God. That's what this verse says. Always lives to intercede for them. If you're a child of God, Jesus prays for you. That's an amazing thing. Jesus prays for you. And if Jesus is praying for you right now, I wonder what he prays for. Because we can be certain of this. Sometimes we wonder if our prayers are answered. When Jesus prays, his prayers are answered. When Jesus asks for something, it comes. So what if we can eavesdrop on Jesus praying, we can find out what he prays for us. We can know what he prays for us. And we can eavesdrop. This John chapter 17, Bob read for us a portion from that a few moments ago. This John chapter 17 is often called the high priestly prayer. When Jesus prays for his disciples and his followers. Hours after Jesus prays this prayer, he died on the cross so that we would be completely saved, as this verse reminds us. 3 days later, he is raised from the dead, and he ascends to the right hand of God, where he always lives to intercede for you as the great high priest. Jesus is praying for you. And if you want to know what Jesus prays for you, then John chapter 17 points us to those things. And there are lots of things we could look at, but this morning I want to look at just one, and that is simply protection. Jesus prays for your protection. Jesus prays that you would be kept safe. Here it is in verse 11 of that chapter. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name. That's one of the things that Jesus prays for you, that you would be protected. How well we sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. This is the Jesus who prays that we will be protected. But what does it mean? What does it mean when Jesus prays, Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name? Well, as you live life, as you read through the Bible, one thing is clear. Jesus is not saying, give them a pain-free life. Jesus is not saying, give them a life which doesn't experience difficulty or suffering or sorrow. And if we know anything about life, we will know that's the case, because difficulty, suffering, and sorrow in lots of different ways are our experience. Jesus is not saying that. Any experience of life tells us that isn't the case. Jesus, just at the end of chapter 16 in John's Gospel, says this, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world. Jesus doesn't say in this world you might have trouble. It's possible, maybe. Jesus says in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world. So Jesus is saying that this life is not pain-free. Jesus is not saying you can sail through this life without any difficulty, without any suffering, without any sorrow. Jesus is not saying that. He's praying that in the middle of trouble, whatever shape that may take for you, that you will be protected. When you're experiencing those hard times, Jesus' prayer is that you will be protected in the midst of them. A day is coming when there will be no more tears, no more suffering, no more sorrow. That's what Jesus promises, but it's not here yet. And so in the meantime, we experience these things, but the prayer of Jesus is, Father, protect them. Keep them safe. What are we protected from? We're protected from the devil and his lies. Right at the beginning of Scripture, we find Satan working in Eve's mind, saying, did God really say that? Did God really say, don't eat that? You sure? Would God do that? There are times when we think, does God really love me? Could God really love me? And yet we read the Bible, we know of God's unfailing love, we sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. We sing these things, we know them, and yet in our hearts sometimes we think, does God really love me? How could God really love me if he knows me? And those little lies are dropped into our heads by the devil, and so Jesus prays, protect them. Protect them from the devil and his lies. The devil works to tempt, to seduce, to condemn you. And nowhere are we more vulnerable than when we are in trouble, when we're under pressure, for whatever reason. That's when we're vulnerable. And that's when we often succumb to the devil's lies. That's when we often begin to believe, maybe God didn't say that. Maybe God's love doesn't really stretch as far as I thought it did. And we begin to believe the lies of Satan. Now the trouble that we're in might be trouble that we bring on ourselves, just like Jonah. Jonah, who in hearing God's call clearly goes the opposite direction and ends up overboard and ends up being swallowed by a big fish and spat out on the sea or on the beach, and then has a second chance to go. Jonah's trouble's brought on himself, really, but God is still there. Don't listen to the lies of Satan, Jonah. Daniel must have heard that voice saying, you know what, why don't you just give up praying? Why don't you just go for the easy life, Daniel? That voice speaking inside him, come on, Daniel, does God really love you? Would you be in this situation if God really loved you? And yet Daniel knows that God is with him. Not that the trouble wasn't there, not that the trouble wasn't real. God was with him, kept him safe, protected him. Jesus prays that we will be protected from the devil. Again, later on in this chapter, verse 15, we simply read, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world. Not that you take them out of this difficult and hurting and painful world. My prayer is that you protect them from the evil one. That's Jesus' prayer for you, that you're protected from the evil one. That's why we pray in the middle of the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Protect us. Jesus prays for your protection. That's an amazing thing. We also need to be protected from the world around us. Paul talks about the world squeezing us into its own mold. So we have values from Scripture. We have values that should be shaping our lives and molding our lives, but the world around us has very different values at times, and would tend to shape us and mold us and squeeze us in a different way. Force us into taking our eyes off Jesus. We need to be protected from the world which would squeeze us into its mold. We need to be protected too from small minds, from limited understanding. Often our understanding of God is so small, so limited, that we think, well, God's not in this with me. God's not going to work through this. Where's God in the midst of my pain, my suffering, my sorrow? We have a small understanding of God. The prophet Isaiah, when people wonder what God is up to, Isaiah says this, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Sometimes we have such a small understanding of our God that we limit what we think he can do. Isaiah says, no, hold on a minute. His ways, his thoughts, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are his ways and thoughts above yours. That's why the Bible talks about this God who can do immeasurably more than we can ever ask or imagine. Immeasurably more. This is the Jesus who prays for you. May he protect us from the lies of Satan that are dripped into our heads and our hearts. May he protect us from the pressure of the world around us, which would squeeze us so that we take our eyes off Jesus. May he protect us from a small understanding of who and what God is. When Jesus prays that God will protect us, he's asking that everything that God is, everything that God has, will be used to protect us. And that's no small thing. Again, sometimes we limit what God could do. Jesus is saying, Holy Father, protect them. He's not asking some weak, limited person to protect us in some way. He's saying, God, you are immortal, you are invisible, you are the God only wise. Protect them. As we go through the sorrow and the suffering and the difficulty that we all face different times in different ways, that's what Jesus prays for you. That in the midst of that, he would protect you, keep you safe. You've maybe seen this picture of a, I think it's an amazing picture of a lighthouse in the midst of the storm. By the sounds of things, the west coast of Ireland might look a bit like this tonight and tomorrow. Huge storm raging. Massive wave crashing against that lighthouse. And if you were close enough to the picture where that little red circle is, you would see somebody standing in the doorway. Massive storm all around him, but standing protected in that doorway. Here's a picture of God. The storm's still there, still very real. But he stands protected. That verse from the Psalms, so true. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Boy, did that guy in the lighthouse know that. I wonder what he thinks when he looks at that photograph. And I know there are many people who are here this morning, who will look back through very difficult times and say, yes, they were painful. Yes, it was hard. But yes, 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 God protected me and kept me safe. That's the promise of God. To be a refuge, to be a strength. May God give us the grace to trust him so that in him we experience that safety and that strength. What does Jesus pray for you? He prays for your safety. Let us pray together. Father in heaven, we give you thanks that in Jesus we have a high priest who can sympathize with all that we go through. But more than that, we give you thanks that in Jesus we have a high priest who has overcome this world. A high priest who constantly prays for us. Lord, help us to understand more of this. Help us, Lord, to know not just in our heads, but in our hearts that Jesus prays for our protection. And then, Lord, help us to trust in all things. And may our lives give you glory in the good times and in the bad times. Amen.